Is that my cue? Sorry. I pulled this. The problem is I pulled the stream up. We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great. Although that intro was amazing just now. Incredible because our credibility should seriously be questioned. I am Tim Gruber, and joining me tonight on sound and all other things, Andrew, Big Tuna Doctor, Mr. Thunder.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I appreciate the thought, Tim.
You have an honorary degree from Incredible Critics Academy.
I'll take
gifted
it.
Youngsters. I pulled up the stream so I could share it, and this is what happens. Hey, Andrew, how's your week going? How was your day without Facebook today?
Oh my gosh, it was so pleasant, so lacking in notifications. It was quite yeah. Nice, actually, except for when I tried to post something for work to our social media, and that didn't work out. But you know what? It's a small price to pay for peace.
Yes, for peace. You know, pretty good. A lot of my plans for scheduling posts and things went out the window for our online campus for our church that exists solely on Facebook in a group. So that changed some plans for today. Coincidentally, we also had some network issues, and I knew they were completely unrelated, but it just, you know, when all the things just happen at the same time, it's exciting. So yeah, been having a good week though. I'll get into it in a minute, but we watched another movie, another oldie but a goodie, with the girls.
Ooh.
And yeah, so I don't know, maybe we should talk about what's on.
Well, what's on?
What's on? What's on? Andrew, why don't you regale us with all the many things I know you must have been watching this week?
Well, if by many you mean the final of the currently released Matrix films, then yes, you'd be right. Our movie group, we watched The Matrix Revolution. Is that what the third one's called?
Matrix Revelation.
Reloaded is the second one. Revolution, Revelation.
Matrix
Rebooted.
3. No, that... Revolutions. You're right. Revolutions.
Yeah. By the way, hello, Sammy. Thank you for watching. Glad to have you here, as always. Again, like I said last time when we talked about The Matrix and I just watched the second one, the third one wasn't as bad as I remembered it being. Like, it's still the worst of the three.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely.
But it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad as I recalled. And yes, Sammy, our faithful viewer today, he also watched it
with
Sammy.
Us. Oh, nice.
He says 2 was bad. Sammy is one of the few people I know that actually likes the second one less than the third one. So make sure you let us know in a comment, Sammy, why you think that is.
Which,
and if you agree with Sammy,
true.
And you're watching or listening to this later on Incredible Critics podcast on Apple Podcasts or something, stop by facebook.com/incrediblecritics and let us know what you think of the Matrix trilogy. But at the same time, watching the third one kind of made me look forward to a potential fourth movie a little bit more. If it's not like a Force Awakens deal where it's literally just the first movie over again.
Just like a copy paste
and
change
a
few sentences.
It kind of feels like it could be, but it also feels like it could be something new. They haven't given us a lot of information in the new trailer.
That's true. There's some stuff that leads me to believe that the new Morpheus kind of guy is at one point learning about the Matrix as well. But then it also seems like he's in the know in other parts. So, yeah, be really interesting. Sammy, too much character development? Is that possible?
I think what he means by it in the second one, like this is what Ben touched on.
Oh, they just push
things. You start pushing these new characters and like giving us no reason to really care about them right away, but it expects you to.
Right.
There's not enough actual like pre-development of them. It just says, hey, new characters, care about them. We're going to give you a bunch of time on these characters. So like it feels like it's wanting to develop these characters, but this is the end of the series. Like you should have. These characters should have been here the whole time. Exactly.
Yeah, I dig that. What? So, anything else that you've been watching this week? So, Matrix Revolutions.
That's pretty much it off the top of my head. If I think of something else, I'll interject it.
Have you been playing anything this week? Because I think we need to talk. We're going to talk some more video games.
About playing after we talk about what's on.
Let's do that.
So what have you been watching?
Okay, so we watched with our girls Percy Jackson and the Olympians, : The Lightning Thief, which is the first Percy Jackson movie. and they absolutely loved it. They had no idea most of the time what was going on. They were like, what did Adeline say? Well, they were confusing characters, so they said... one of the girls was like, you know, Hercules' wife, I think, really liked Rover the goat man. And I was like, I just did this face. His name's Grover. And it's not Hercules' wife. It's Hades' wife, Persephone, who's trapped. So
Sammy says Alexandra Daddario.
Yes.
With three hearts.
Yep. So many hearts. but she's all like, ooh, thanks for visiting. And then Grover ends up staying. And then, like, they don't really say anything else. But by the end of the adventure, the half goat, half man protector, he's a satyr. Mr. Tumnus, like a fawn, but half man and half goat, not half goat and half man. I don't know how it works. Anyways, by the end of the adventure, he comes back and he has teeny tiny little horns that are started growing, and he's like, notice anything different about me, Percy? And I just turned to Brittany and was like, okay. That one I didn't really realize the implications of this until just now. So, but no, the girls loved it. They can't wait to watch the Sea of Monsters, which is the second one.
Yeah, how many did they make?
And I remember they only made two. They started developing the third one, and I don't remember what happened, but the production fell apart.
They departed heavily from the books, from what I understand, and that was pretty divisive amongst fans.
Yeah, I think the first one is pretty close, and then I think the second one probably goes off the rails pretty hard. But
sounds like Maze Runner.
But so there's a lot of weird things like that, but I'm pretty positive Disney is gonna do a Disney Plus series, Percy Jackson series.
Really?
So yeah, and I think the author was super stoked.
Cool.
So I think actually it could probably play out as a series way better. Like
you
they
saying
could do
that?
One. You know what I'm saying? Like they could do a whole episode of him like discovering who he is and then arriving at the camp where all the kids are training, all the young people.
Yeah.
And then they could have a whole, they could have some like character development at camp and like another, but I mean, imagine if they did the same thing with like Harry Potter. If Harry Potter was a series where each book was a season, like they could actually get all the things in that are in the books. I'm just saying.
If Warner Brothers wanted a way to kind of go up against Disney in some way, shape or form, that might be one ticket in, is a show set in the Harry Potter universe.
I mean, you know what I said to Brittany this week, and Incredible Fam, we need to hear your feedback. Would you watch a Indiana Jones style show that's straight up set in the Wizarding World universe?
Okay.
Because I think the oldest Weasley brother, the one that's played by General Hux,
I forgot about that. Wow.
He's some kind of a vault hunter. He's like a vault hunter, like curse breaker or something.
Uh-huh.
And I turned to Brittany. We were watching something, or maybe Percy Jackson was on. And I was like, would this be amazing? Like, wouldn't this be amazing if there was set in the Wizarding world, there was a TV show that was like Indiana Jones, and they're trying to get these super powerful magical artifacts.
I could get down because even that.
The first movie, the first Harry Potter book, is about Harry like accidentally acquiring this super powerful magical artifact that never gets used.
Yeah, right. The like, Philosopher's for anything. Stone, the Sorcerer's yes. Stone, whatever.
Yeah, and it's like I was like, this doesn't go anywhere. But how did like what is the adventure of getting that artifact? Anyways, I think that would be sick. And there is a Harry Potter role playing game that's going to be coming.
I'm so stoked for that
next year.
Who knows? It really could be stuck in development hell right now. But we could touch on that in a little bit. But just to as a reminder to ourselves to think about this. While you were talking about Percy Jackson, another great topic we should have sometime and make sure that Tim and Frank, Ben and Frankie are here for this is what book series would make great shows or movies that haven't been done yet or like anime. Cause like I can think of a handful that would be fantastic, like anime series or TV series that wouldn't necessarily translate well into movies and vice versa. Like some that would be fantastic movies.
Yeah, I can think of some immediately too. That would be good. Okay, then the last thing is we just watched this week Free Guy.
Nice.
And I think maybe we should talk about it in our next segment. Console Corner.
Console Corner.
Console Corner end.
It's more or less ending.
Oh, okay, good.
Close enough.
That music courtesy of the classic, the once great podcast, MediaTek Weekly.
you can still listen to it, right? It's still on.
You
online.
Can still listen to MediaTek Weekly. You can. It's very dated, I'm sure, because it was like a weekly podcast about current tech news. Yes.
If you want to feel like you're dropping back into the old vault,
you just go back in time.
Internet, tech and trends, like it. See how where we've come as a country. Give it a listen.
Yeah.
Tim, what have you been playing?
So
or what have you been interested
been
in playing?
I have. What actually are we talking about? Some stuff. Okay, I gotta say, first off, let me just kick it off before we go into what I was playing. Let me just kick it off. No, let's do what we were playing first. Okay, this is incredible. So, been playing the new season of Fortnite. We kind of dropped off of Fortnite for a while.
The hashtag got things back. Youth pastors do.
Yeah, right. Dropped off because we weren't around teenagers anymore on a regular basis. And a lot of them were making fun of us for playing Fortnite. So we dropped off of Fortnite for a while, but we got back on for this new season. Like, we finally had time with moving and all the different things that were going on. And Brittany and I are slaying some duos pretty good.
Nice.
And to be honest,
that's cool that you
Brittany,
play with your wife.
Brittany, to be honest, Brittany has got the final elim. Like, she's won.
Dang.
She's got the like victory royale elimination probably 3 out of 4 times.
She don't mess around.
last 4 wins. Yeah, the last 4 wins, like, definitely. So she was killing it on there. She's not, admittedly, not great at building, and that's kind of a big thing for Fortnite.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And we're playing on Xbox, so it's like whatever. But yeah, we've been getting some good wins. So that's it's just fun. It's just like, again, like we can play it together. That's the thing. So been playing some of that. I downloaded this week to on Xbox Game Pass, Marvel's The Avengers, the game,
Sammy, no
not based
simping
on
in
the
the
movies.
chat. Sorry, continue.
The Avengers, the game, not the movie, has come to Xbox Game Pass, and so I downloaded it, and I don't know, it's fine. I mean, I played like an hour of it. I think I just got out of the first level, the one where that was spoiled by everything. It's like the level that was in the demo where the Avengers lose basically.
Yeah.
That's the And I'm only 3% in to that campaign. So,
Okay.
yeah, I started that. Brittany started it too,
That's
and
co-op,
then we
right?
realized that, well, that the first campaign is not co-op.
Really? Oh, that's disappointing. Like,
Yeah,
imagine having
the
a game
second.
about superheroes teaming up where you can't team up.
So stupid. So the multiplayer mode is separate. It's bizarre.
Man.
They tried to do Destiny, where it's open world, it's ongoing, whatever, looter, RPG. But like it's completely separate. It's just weird. The second campaign is the one with Hawkeye and Hawkeye. So that one is co-op. You can play up to four people. The third campaign story is, I think it's based on Future Imperfect. It's based on when the Hulk becomes the Maestro. So in the distant future, the Hulk is this like evil genius
Whoa.
who is basically unstoppable, and he's got like this sick white beard, and so you have to stop him.
He has this sick white beard.
It's dope though. He's got like a white beard. Anyway, so we played like an hour of that. Brittany started getting a little motion sick, which was weird. So I did try to mess with the settings, so we'll see. And other than that, I have been playing another Marvel game on my phone, Marvel Future Revolution. It
I've
is
heard of it.
a it's essentially an
As a general
MMO.
principle, I usually don't play mobile games.
Yeah, so it's essentially an MMO that is structured a lot like Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Okay.
So it's a little less arcadey than Ultimate Alliance, but the graphics are like really good.
Yeah, I've seen the
I am
ads
on
for
an
it.
I'm on an iPhone 11, but like the graphics are really great. Now, it does take up 13 gigabytes on my phone,
Sheesh.
so it's probably not gonna live long.
Yeah.
But
It's a
anyways,
lot of
it's so it, it's
textures.
just yeah, so many and the graphics are decent. What I do like about it is you can basically put it on autoplay, and
Interesting.
you can let it auto fight enemies for you.
So it'll just run numbers like an
So it'll
RPG.
just yeah, it'll just auto like go through all the attacks you have available, and then your standard attack until the next one comes up again. So it doesn't do good at dodging, and it doesn't do good at ducking or diving or dodging. Anyways, so it's yeah, I don't know. I think I'm hit level 50 as Spider-Man, and I'm just like casually doing it on the side, or I'll put it on and have it autoplay for a little bit. I actually successfully got it to stay connected to the servers and play through the night, and it leveled me up like
Oh,
three
shoot.
levels. And it was against like the dumbest enemies. So, but it just kept, it
That's
worked. So,
crazy. They feel
what have you been playing though?
like that would just
Oh, sorry.
overheat your phone.
It got really warm. It was plugged in all night and like,
Good thing it's not a Samsung, am I right?
hey.
That joke's a few years past due.
Yeah.
I've been
Is it?
playing a game you just brought up beforehand, Tim. I've been playing a fair amount of Destiny 2.
Oh, nice.
After they announced
They're
the
turning that
next
crossplay
DLC.
on. Yeah,
Once crossplay
the
launched,
big expansion in February sounds awesome.
it looks sick. And lore-wise, it's one of the biggest lore drop slash story progressions since the game launched.
What I think is cool with that is that they're leaning even more into the fantasy part of Destiny. So they're keeping it this your futuristic space magic person, but they're like leaning into the magic part. They're like leaning into the fantasy, like you're going to this new realm, this queen's realm, and there's like fantastical forest and yeah.
It's looks so good,
It does look good
and a lot of
and
the
expensive, but
Bungie, since they were able to get away from Activision, has really been upping their game,
they
pun
have.
intended,
It's true.
and it's been all for the better. The quality of life, the amount of content, the quality of the content has just improved dramatically, and it's really cool to see. Once crossplay, I had played it a while for a while when Destiny 2 first launched, but then got busy and had other games to play, so it kind of fell off. And then a number of DLC came out after that, and I played one of them, one of the expansions, and again just didn't have time to put into it. But then when crossplay dropped, a lot of their and they announced the new expansion, a lot of the old expansions and all the current content went on sale. It's at a significantly lower price, so I went ahead and picked it all up. And
Yeah.
it's so much fun. I played a ton of Destiny 1 on Xbox 360
Yes.
and Xbox One when that
So
dropped.
good.
So
Oh
good.
yeah. Same.
Some of my favorite online gaming experiences have come from that game. I know a lot of
Oh,
people had that
definitely.
kind of stuff in with the original Halo games, playing online and making lots of friends and things like that. But I never experienced that until I played Destiny. Just great, just
That's
fun,
cool.
random LFGs. Taking an hour or two to do a raid, just with
Right.
some random people you met online, and just having a good time. Overwatch has since become this similar experience for me. I've put way too much time into that game, but I've made a lot of friends through it, including Sammy, who's watching tonight.
Yeah, nice.
It
Sammy, oh, big fan. He said he's a huge fan of Raid Shadow Legends. This
Not a
podcast is
sponsor.
brought. No, it's not a
Not a
sponsor.
sponsor,
No,
please.
please.
Not a sponsor.
I mean, look, if they wanted to pay us $1 million, I would
I mean, I guess
think
if
about
technically if they paid us anything, we'd probably at least want to consider it.
We'd probably just put the icon in the bottom corner of the screen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't support predatory practices in
No,
mobile gaming,
no,
just to clarify.
no. Raid Shadow Legends, go home.
Our podcast does not reflect all of the views or values of Raid Shadow Legends. Yeah, Destiny 2 and Overwatch have been what I've been playing mainly lately, and
Cool.
it's good stuff. Mostly just enjoy playing with friends. I don't do a whole lot of single player gaming these days, but I am excited for a few announcements we have for the future. Nintendo Switch has got some good games coming out,
It's true.
especially Breath of the Wild 2. I
Oh my
may have
goodness.
to splurge and rebuy a
And
Switch just to play.
upgrade to the,
Well,
oh
I
man,
bought a
to
Switch
get
a
that
while
new
ago,
Switch.
and then just
That new
wasn't playing
Switch
it
comes out
much.
this week.
After I finished a bunch of the games, I just wasn't playing it really
Yeah, I get
anymore, so I
that.
sold it.
I get that, yeah.
Might have to pick one up again just to play Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, I definitely entered in way too many contests to win that OLED, the new OLED Switch, even though it's not more powerful or anything. But yeah, there's some good stuff coming up. I think Microsoft is finally about to hit stride with their like all their exclusives, like first party games that have been absent from the last 3 years or whatever. So that's also exciting. All the playtests from the new Halo people are saying
Oh,
really good stuff about.
I did get to
Did you
play
play
the
that?
Halo Infinite
Oh man,
multiplayer
I did
closed
not.
beta, and
Yeah.
it's fun. It's
Yeah.
very I like the what they've done with the movement. They have grounded the movement system considerably from the past few entries we've had. It feels a lot more like classic Halo in that there is
That's good.
sprint, but it's very, very minor speed increase, and then there's a slide. But again, you can only slide if you're
sprinting. Is there a grappling hook too?
There is a grappling hook, yeah. But you have to pick it up or have it be a loadout. And there's like limited uses, at least from the gameplay experience I've had so far. I haven't played any of the single player campaign. I don't think they've done any betas of that yet.
No.
But the gunplay feels okay. I like it for the most part. I enjoy it. It doesn't really feel like Halo, but that also could be... I have not played Halo on PC before. I've only played it on consoles. So it, some of that might
that would
just
be interesting, yeah.
To PC. The right, sounds... Right. I have mixed feelings about the sound design in the game. It does not feel like Halo sound design, but I do like the way it sounds. It's very different sound design from any other Halo game we've played. They changed up a lot of the sounds. A lot of the weapons are new too. So there's that. But things like the Needler sounds entirely different for the most part.
Oh really?
The AR, the assault rifle sounds a little different.
I feel like with Halo Infinite, the reason and especially with it getting delayed a bunch of times and it's finally gonna hit, I feel like they're trying to set themselves up for the next 20 years or something.
Yeah, though they have as much stated that pretty much.
Yeah, and I to be honest, if they had to delay it like one more time to like get it honed in, awesome. I know that 343 is like really diligent with their updates with the Master Chief Collection and constantly improving these like 20-year-old game. it's wild. But they really held strong with the Halo community through the Master Chief Collection for so many years now that I think people are just ready for the new Halo, for it to feel like Halo, and you know, I'm pumped. I did not get a chance to be a part of any of the beta play test stuff. Just ended up having such busy weekends, and so that was a bummer. But I know I'm gonna play when it comes out.
Yeah, I'll probably end up picking it up too. It looks fun. It was fun.
I'm hoping, I don't remember if I saw anything, but I'm hoping that there's cross play, at least for campaign. I think it would be kind of stupid to cross play multiplayer with PC and Xbox, but sure. Being able to play through campaign stuff and different missions, and if they do firefight again, I think that would be great.
Yes, I would love some PvE stuff as well.
So this brings us back to some awesome things. All right, I got to watch Free Guy this week. Brittany and I watched Free Guy.
Yeah.
We both really enjoyed it. And I don't remember, did you talk about it already on the show in the past? I don't remember
yes.
how much.
When I saw it the week after it came out. And right. and talked about it briefly, I think, during What's On. But tell me your thoughts.
So honestly, overall, something that I mentioned to you guys in the incredible chat was, I really feel like it might be the best movie about video games.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
A movie that's not based on a real game, but is based on gaming. I think they might have out-Tron'd the next Tron movie, which is crazy because now Disney owns, you know, Free Guy.
And out-gamed Ready Player One.
Like, if you take the movie, if you set aside the Ready Player One book, which is amazing, and you take just kind of what they were trying to do with the movie, like, I feel like this was stronger.
Yeah, I agree.
It was definitely like a surprise, just like refreshing, fun movie where the stakes are like not crazy. But it's this what if scenario. And the basis of the movie is that Ryan Reynolds is an NPC basically in a Grand Theft Auto Online kind of game. It's called Free City. And you know, through whatever circumstances, he starts becoming like kind of more self-aware and and understanding that, like the everybody in his world that has sunglasses on is a player, not a random person from this town, from this city.
Yeah, not an NPC.
And yeah, so it plays out at the same time. There is a in the real world. There's a developer who is trying to figure out, like, she sold her and her partner sold their company to this big publisher that publishes Free City, and she's trying to figure out if they stole her code, if it was licensed wrongfully in a game that it shouldn't have been in
the game that yes. can prove her claim that they stole her developer code, her
right.
source.
Right. Yeah, to answer Sammy, no, it's two. Anyways, it like I said, ended up being really fun. There are just teeny tiny little Easter eggs. They didn't go over the top with Easter eggs, which I think was great. Where they had placement of Easter eggs, like there's one I don't want to spoil, but it's Avengers related. And the comedic timing in that moment is just perfect. It's just like, yeah, this is a video, like a Grand Theft Auto. Like,
there's also yeah, just some
put,
funny.
People put Iron Man in Grand Theft Auto all the time. People put, like, the Hulk and, like, all these things. So, of course, there would be this.
What
you
I
know,
was
or
more
that,
impressed
or...
with, honestly, was the attention to detail to stuff that only people who like, regularly play games would get. Like, you'll in yes. the background, you could just see somebody, like, running into a wall, like, not moving, just, like, running, constantly
yes.
running, or people
yeah.
just, like, jumping in place, like, in weird places on in the city, like, on a lamp or something like that, which is things
yeah.
people totally do, and I try to do all the time when I play games with friends. You're
oh,
just
definitely.
Putzing around, doing stupid things, and that part, I think, is what nailed it for me as to say, oh, yeah, people who actually played games made this movie, and there's still some kind of cringy like corporate
yeah.
stuff in it, but most of it is pretty self-aware too.
Yeah, that's how I felt about like Taika Waititi's character. He's like almost a little too over the top,
but
at the same time I'm
it.
Like yeah
yeah
it, yeah I'm
like it's self-aware, so it's okay.
Yes,
you know
yeah.
in a matter of speaking, it knows what it is and it's just going for it.
But so this did get me thinking, though, because I could go for more Free Guy kind of stuff. Like I could go for more, like if people are struggling so hard to do a movie based on a video game, you know, specifically
parody it.
And we did just get yeah, and we did just get all that news about the Mario game and cast with Chris
oh my
Pratt
gosh, that
and
looks
everybody.
Like a train wreck.
Yeah, I don't
what
know how to feel at all.
Garbage like, cast. No offense, like good actual people, but for a
yeah.
Mario movie,
what weird.
Ugh.
Yeah. The problem
it's
is
horrendous.
They would have to pay Martinet so much money to voice every character in the movie. So I don't know. Anyway, so okay, but just to go back a little bit, like. It got me thinking, and I'd love to hear your thoughts too, Andrew, about the idea of either more games and properties based on more movies based on video games, or even the idea of some video game studios just being allowed to make a movie. You know, like the key one I brought up to you earlier was Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And you played tons of Overwatch. I
yeah.
played like two times, maybe. I don't know, maybe five
if
times.
If you pick it up again, we should play because it's cross
yes.
platform now.
Yeah, we should. But like to be honest, every time that they release a cinematic with a new thing for Overwatch, I watch it every time. Like they're always so good, and I don't even play that game, but it's like it's such a cool world that they built, backstory for no reason, because like you don't need any of that backstory to enjoy the game,
right?
And you don't even on the flip side, you don't even need to play the game to enjoy the story,
yeah, in the world that they've built and the characters.
Yeah. So, okay. So question to you and to the Incredible Fam is what game studio would you love to see make a movie or Riot. A series? Riot.
I mean, then they already are. And we were talking about this before the podcast started, but Riot Games has a series coming to Netflix called Arcane, which is based in the world and around characters from the League of Legends video game. And it looks great. The aesthetic, the style of animation looks fantastic. It looks like a gorgeous, it's going to be a gorgeous series. It is a series, right? It's not a movie. Am I correct in that?
I think it is a series coming to Netflix.
Yeah.
And I haven't played League of Legends. I've seen some gameplay, but being able to take a creative team that is so over the top invested in that story and like make it a thing. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Both Riot and Blizzard have excellent storytellers and writers, or at least Blizzard used to. Right. Who knows now? They're kind of
Blizzard
falling apart recently, but
yeah. Sammy said Telltale. My thing about with Telltale is that they basically make
games based on pre-existing IPs, like The Walking Dead and Batman and stuff. Like those are all
kind of episodic, play a movie. So I don't. But
they're similar enough already. I don't know if they necessarily warrant it. Like if that's what you'd like to see.
Okay, but think about this though, Andrew. If Telltale could use something like, I don't know, Unreal Engine 5 to animate an amazing story and not have it on one of their janky systems.
Yeah, right.
their janky back end, whatever they use to make all of those Telltale games.
Weird.
It could be. It is weird. It is weird. Yeah, I could see that.
I guess I could agree with Sammy in that I would like to see the writers. They're good at storytelling, so why not let them do an original story of some kind? Yeah, I could see that. I would also watch a Destiny series set in the animated series set in the Destiny universe.
That would be awesome. I would want I think even an anime that's based on like the end of the golden age of Destiny.
Yeah. Oh
could
my gosh.
Be
right after the Traveler first fight.
Like it's
like,
still
humanity.
Yes. Like it's still really grounded. Like there's not as much weird stuff happening, but it just gets progressively weirder. Like the Hive show up and the
Fallen.
Yeah, that could be good. Nathan Fillion. Honestly, anything with Nathan Fillion, I'm game.
Man, you gotta hand it to Bungie though, like taking the risk of killing off like one of their most beloved characters.
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably also we don't want to pay Nathan Fillion money anymore. So
maybe it was a scheduling thing. I mean, the rookie series that he's in has just kept going. I mean, it's a long series. He also got in really good shape and should be a Marvel superhero. I'm just saying. But.
Yeah, Bungie, Nathan Fillion, Cade 6 backs origin story movie series. When?
What's happening, Bungie? Bungie, we know you listen. We know you watch the podcast. I'm trying to think through any other teams that I think would be really good. I mean, probably, honestly, it would be totally crazy. But Hideo Kojima.
Oh my
gosh. If he did an anime.
What a wild ride that'd be.
It would be bonkers.
I wouldn't understand it. I'd have to watch it four or five times.
But I'd be there for it. I'd be there for it.
Visually, you know, it would be compelling, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
His art direction is pretty much.
But I feel like if you don't have like the really long lulls of Death Stranding, where you're just like walking aimlessly, I feel like that would, I feel like if he could get those story beats right, like Kojima Productions could kill it. Like they could.
Yeah,
I feel like that team
I agree
could rock it. I'm trying to, can you think of any other ones?
I can't, but just on a Hideo Kojima weird, like weird games kind of segue. Have you seen, it's been trending on YouTube and in the game sphere lately, the this announcement of this game called Choo Choo Charles. And it's not at all the kind of game that it sounds like.
It's not a train game?
It is an open world horror game where you are on this island and you run this train around the island, and there's this monstrous like, spider train. Yeah,
yes,
that's like
I've
always trying to chase you to eat you. And it looks hilarious and horrifying at the same time.
It's like
very
what if
interesting.
Thomas
unique.
The Train was a horror game.
And a spider.
I mean, it's basically, yeah.
It looks so weird. But at the same time, I'm intrigued and I will never play it.
No. I will probably watch. I'll probably spend 20 minutes and watch somebody.
But I love what the indie scene in gaming is doing, and that they are the ones like pushing the envelope, doing the weird stuff, coming up with unique ideas. And I hope that gaming coming into the more public scene is becoming more mainstream. I hope that that doesn't homogenize too much of it. I don't think it will. I think we have enough indie developers out there,
that's
and enough support for them that I don't think it'll die, but hopefully that creativity keeps coming.
Well, we would love to hear more about what you all think. Just what would be an awesome series or movie from a video game creator or team. Let us know. Andrew, where can people let us know?
They can find us on facebook.com/incrediblecritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod, Instagram at Incredible Critics, and make sure you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you think.
All right, well, this has been another edition of Incredible Critics. Thank you, and stay safe, Internet. Incredible.